Hey everybody, this is episode six? Six now? Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Four.
I got a...
Six?
It's six.
Six.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, those levels are really low. I wonder if this is going to sound good or not.
Hello!
It's going to sound amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah?
We should all scoot in.
We should probably, test it.
Talk like this.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. Talk quieter if you gotta get close.
I'm gonna move closer and talk quieter.
Exactly.
No, had the GameStop episode yesterday.
Yeah, I was just in the middle of listening to it, and then you texted me about today.
Yep.
I think I listened to it.
I tried to listen to it last night, but couldn't do it.
No.
It's 5 in the morning, and I need to sleep.
Oh.
I don't think any of us had the mentality at the time to listen to it.
No.
Nope.
Yep, we,
I think I watched it before I went to Chris's.
Listen. We watched
it. It was awesome.
It was pretty much just the bars going up and down. It was entertaining.
You had a little visualizer on your iTunes.
Yeah.
The balls lighting up and moving around.
I wasn't even paying attention to what you guys were saying. I was just watching it and stuff.
Whoa.
Do stuff.
We, we mentioned it in episode 4 about Allie's graduation and birthday party. Being yesterday,
extravaganza.
Yeah, last night, and
that was a big outcome. I was not expecting that.
I did not expect that many people to go up.
There were
show
a
up
lot
either.
Of people there.
Right, yeah, it was fun. There was a lot more beer there than most of the time, but it went through pretty quick as well.
Yeah,
then the beer runs.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the lounge vibe we had going on. Really.
Yeah, fucking the first. It
that
felt like the first
jazz.
2 hours. We had. Dan Feeney, he was on episode 1. He was supposed to be here today. Dan called you, you didn't answer, so what's up?
Bastard.
He tuned us into an awesome radio station that just plays smooth jazz.
It's like 91.3 or something like that, or 93.1?
Yeah, 91.3, I believe.
Yeah, something random like that.
Yeah, and it just plays smooth jazz, and it wasn't like terrible crappy elevator music or
it was
insane
like,
jazz. It was just real good stuff.
Yeah, it was like softcore porn jazz.
Yeah,
just like
it didn't
the
it
stuff
didn't.
That you can just sit down and listen to.
It didn't
while you watch your porn.
While you watch your porn, it didn't play to the mood as much as the music that we usually play that ended up getting played later on.
Yes.
Which we should probably mention to Israel that we may have found your soulmate last
night.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
Who
is
this? You know Izzy?
Yeah.
Izzy,
oh, yeah.
Izzy, Israel.
His name.
They're both Israel.
They're both Israel.
And they both, like, have an undying passion for house.
Yeah.
Yeah, Izzy, he the CD he brought was actually pretty good.
And Izzy can beatbox, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah, he can. He's,
he's crazy beatboxer.
He's a cool guy. I like him.
Yeah.
But yeah, Israel, to just know that
you're
not unique
alone.
Anymore. You
yeah.
are not. You are not an original.
That's true.
You're
a clone.
You have a cool name like Izzy.
He is Mexican too.
He is Mexican too. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like a mixture between Mexican and Asian, though. It feels like.
Yeah.
Like he probably has like Filipino
like he's a little
or something.
Asian in there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is he?
Spicy.
I think
yeah,
so. I think it's in his eyes. I think.
Yeah. I'm pretty
splash
sure he's on.
Yeah. A little splash.
Pretty
of
sure
Asian
he's all.
A little fusion.
Yeah.
A little Asian fusion in there.
A little Asian splash.
It's like Mexasian.
Mex.
Yeah.
Mexasian.
Mexasian. Yep. Apparently, Allie's been having a rough day
today.
Recovering. Yeah.
I texted Chris and
yeah.
I was
talking to a
friend. I asked if he was home because I went to go get my car and he was like, yes, but we're naked. And I was like, okay. Naked
Did
party.
Did you leave your keys there?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, how'd you get in your house?
I was going to say hi.
Oh.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, no.
I just remember Allie disappearing last night. Poor
yeah.
girl.
Yeah, she. There's pictures up on her on Facebook of her hugging the toilet.
And Chris sitting there just.
Yeah, with a thumbs up.
Okay, what was the deal with the bowl?
I don't know.
There's a bunch of pictures of the bowl.
Yeah, Chris was carrying around a large blue bowl.
Yeah.
And, like, there's 7 pictures or something. Well, I don't know about 7, but, you know, there's a few pictures of
you
him just holding it.
You should put a link to one of those pictures.
Look at the pictures.
Paige took them.
Paige was walking around.
Yeah, she... Allie took a bunch, too, but she probably won't get around to uploading those for a while.
No.
It'll be a while.
Yeah, she was, she's been hacking up soup that she's been trying to eat all day. So,
yeah, I went to the
Allie,
bathroom.
Hope you're doing well. We'll give you a thumbs up.
We're all giving you a thumbs up that you can't see.
There's two for me.
Sam threw out two.
Well, there's three for me.
Uh-oh.
You can't prove I'm not doing three.
Yeah, so fuck you.
Yeah, last night was kind of crazy.
Yep, let's not do that. You're making a lot of noise, like last time when you were jiggling your keys next to the mic.
Yeah.
Stop that.
I don't know.
I know you have to fiddle with something, but maybe we could get you like a plush toy or something. Something that's not loud.
One of those like stress balls that you just squeeze?
Yeah. Yeah, something along those lines.
Squeeze this.
Yeah. There you go.
We got it. I think it's making noises though.
Nope. Well, yeah, if you do it loud. But that's not how you use dykes. It's just a funny tool name.
How do you use a dyke?
It's called a dyke.
Those are called dykes.
I thought they were pliers.
No. Pliers pull things apart and stuff.
Dykes,
these cut.
Dykes cut shit.
Yeah.
So it's a wire cut.
Like this.
Yes.
Nah, not really.
No, that did
not
work.
It's not cutting very well.
It doesn't even cut straws.
I think they're pliers.
It does not cut straws.
It's for small electrical wires.
Mm-hmm.
But,
and to shank people.
Yeah, I installed a Ryan stereo yesterday.
Yeah, how did that go?
Wonderful. We had to,
Does actually, it sound good? Does it look good?
It sounds better. Oh, no. Dude, it looks great.
It's a
new Alpine model.
Does it look better than installed than his other one did?
Oh, yeah. No, I fixed that. I made sure that when it was installed, we did it right.
That one installed was ridiculous.
Well, it was, like, sticking out about, like, an inch and a half.
Well, the case that it's supposed to, like, fit into that fits inside of the box. Like,
it wasn't locked.
It was outside of the case, and the CD player was pushed inside of that. It was just...
Yeah, you know how I took
that.
It out?
Huh.
I just pulled it.
Yeah.
That's it. I didn't even have to use the shims.
It's like MacGruber. MacGruber, his stereo was a...
I haven't seen it yet.
I know, but...
Is it a
spoiler alert?
Everybody...
Spoiler.
Everybody scream really loud right now.
Yeah.
Don't even plug your ears. Just scream really loud.
Just scream.
Yep.
Don't skip past this. Just scream.
Just scream.
It's not really a part of the movie at all. It's just...
Well,
they...
okay. Go ahead. They're currently screaming right now.
They're screaming
right now.
Obviously,
they're currently screaming right now, so we need to get past
this. Well, pretty much his stereo, instead of pulling off the whole faceplate, he pulled the entire stereo out and he had a little handle, and so he'd, like, walk into all the different places, like, with his stereo on his handle. Like,
why?
Because he had Miata. He didn't want to ruin... He didn't want to leave his stereo.
Okay, I was going to say his anti-theft device.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay, everybody stop screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah,
even though you were screaming, so you couldn't have heard us say stop screaming.
Right, so hopefully you'll just end up like
running out of breath and passing out and then waking up.
Yeah, and realize that we're not talking about MacGruber anymore.
Yeah,
it's
a little bit. I was supposed to go tell Ryan like scene by scene.
Yeah, because when we were filming the podcast, you were recording.
Yeah. Where's the cameras?
That. Yeah, well, they're hidden.
It's like that hole.
In that hole.
Like the Starbucks camera nobody knows about that. We're looking inside of your car, yet you think we're not.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome, because...
Yeah, that one time I showed up pantsless, no one answered.
Yeah. I remember yesterday, I told some lady, like, she came through the drive-thru, and I was like, so you bring us Jamba Juice? And her and her friend just stopped, and they're like, what? And I was like, oh, there's a little camera. I'm looking inside your car right now. And she was like,
that blouse. Oh, my God. That blouse.
It was pretty awesome.
That's cool. Yeah.
She tried hooking me up with her daughter, actually.
That's weird.
She's 17, I guess. And...
Oh, that makes plenty of sense.
Yes.
That's only a 5-year difference.
Yeah. You should date my 17-year-old daughter.
She told me all this stuff, and I was like, oh, I'm 22.
You sound like an honest person.
It was pretty funny.
Huh. Well, off that subject, back onto Ryan's thing.
Yes.
We got the wrong, or he got the wrong iPod cable for the back of it.
Yeah.
And so we had to go back to Best Buy and swap it out, and we ended up getting help for them to, you know, take us back to there and find the right cable, and I ended up finding it myself, so we didn't really need help, but
Best Buy's,
yeah,
they don't know anything there.
It was just simple as, like, taking off the wire and crimping them, and that was it. I did it in probably 40 minutes, if that, and that's including the trip to Best Buy and back.
That new stereo was, excuse me, it was weird. It didn't have a... Like, no CDs, it's just MP3s, like...
Right? No, he didn't get that one.
He didn't?
Yeah, no, he waited, like, 2 weeks for them to ship it, and they never ended up shipping it.
Yeah.
So he said, fuck you guys, give me back my money, and he just went to Best Buy and bought one.
Oh.
It wasn't the same one, though. It's a different one.
Is it an...
It kind of looks like ours.
Does it still have a big knob in the middle?
No, it looks like ours, the setup.
Does it still have the USB port?
It has a USB port on the right, and
okay.
a auxiliary in the front. And the iPod cable for the back.
Okay, so it's
he's set for everything.
It's like the mine. It's like the model higher than mine, just a little bit. Okay,
and yours is like the one higher than mine. Yeah, mine's almost 4 years old.
Yours is the old one. I pretty much have yours, but new.
Right. So
and Ryan has the new one.
Yeah,
it's pretty sweet though. I have no need for a USB plug.
All the stuff falls out now.
I feel there's no need for a USB. Like I have my iPod.
Yeah, but you know what?
I have my iPod stereo plug into the back, and I have my auxiliary. I'm not going to put music onto a flash drive.
But see, I see that as more of like your buddies. Like, I have that 2 gig flash drive right there, that small little tiny one.
Yeah.
And it's super light, so I mean, I'll just throw shit on there and be like, I don't want to listen to your crap. Boom.
Your 2 gig.
My turn.
My 4 gig.
Yeah.
And all it is
it's there's a 16 that's smaller than yours.
All it is the size of pretty much what you stick inside the USB port. Just that little plug, like.
Yep.
It's awesome. It's tiny, and it's on my keychain.
Well, there you go.
We'll see. Oh, that would be good, because then I could put my keys in my car and then just put the USB port.
Cause it's all so right you gotta there. Get an extension.
I just want that cement USB thing.
What is that? You guys were kind of missed a little bit of it, because I was, I don't know, doing something on my computer, and I just spaced out, and I forgot listening.
Not our problem. We'll go back and re-listen to it.
But what was it?
We already touched on that subject. We're off. After the bigger and better pastures.
Okay.
Is just to sum it up, it was just pretty much a USB drive, like, encased in cement.
Oh, sweet. Okay. Yeah.
It was, like, this long. It was crazy.
Just a big paperweight
that
you had a USB in. Okay.
Yep.
And continuing.
Yep. Next story. Actually,
So what about Iron Man 2?
Like, we can't bring that up anymore.
Talk about that again.
Yeah. Talked about it once, and then it got brought up again.
What about, can we bring it? Huffing paint chips again?
You don't huff paint chips.
Oh.
You can eat paint chips.
You boil them down.
you
can re-huff them.
You can put a little bit of nacho cheese on them.
You guys just some nacho cheese. I had
the best thing about nacho
cheese.
The first
time in like a year.
What? And what? Okay.
Okay, I'm
just okay, yeah.
Because they have macaroni and cheese now. But the cheese they use is like nacho cheese. So it's like macaroni and cheese. Imagine macaroni and cheese with nacho cheese.
That seems like it would be really weird.
It is very weird. It didn't taste that good. It
sounds
amazing.
It was
wrong.
Like spicy Velveeta.
But Velveeta is just delicious.
Imagine with
spicy. You can't go wrong with Velveeta.
Yeah, you really can. Okay, let's talk about this story real quick so we're not rambling this entire
time. Oh, and Gary Coleman died. Can you believe that?
Gary Coleman died at 42. That's some harsh stuff.
Oh yeah, I didn't want to say something back on the nacho cheese. What is the best thing about nacho cheese?
I like how we touched on Gary Coleman for like 30 seconds.
Oh, okay. Well,
nacho cheese, bro.
He's cool. Let's go back to nacho cheese.
Okay, sorry. Gary Coleman.
It's fine. That's fine.
What are we doing now? What's the answer?
Yep.
It's mine, nachos.
I have a feeling like this podcast is just going to be like full of just really bad jokes.
Oh.
Like all the time.
We can definitely make that happen.
Yeah.
Okay, Gary Coleman died.
Yeah, he died.
Ow. Like, why did he die?
Brain hemorrhage.
Was that it?
Brain hemorrhage.
Oh, I just... Oh, wow.
I'm just reading from the thing. I don't know
it's funny because it's different strokes, and he had a brain hemorrhage. And, yeah, told you. This thing's about bad jokes. This thing is all about bad jokes.
It's a horrible joke.
We just need a horrible joke button.
We'll just turn this into Mad Money with a button.
Nick, Nick said that we need to start adding sound effects and shit in.
Like, go to Staples and get the "that was easy."
That
was easy.
maybe we'll have to
I think they have an iPhone app for it.
I don't want it. Okay, well, while you look for that, I'll bring up this story.
The actual story, not Gary Coleman.
The title of this story is called "Video Gamer Hunts Down and Stabs Man Who Killed His Online Counter-Strike Character." Okay, and the way what happened is that this guy ended up killing his teammate in game with the knife. Old school Counter-Strike, it looks like 1.6.
Well, that might have been just like whatever picture, like.
It could be just whatever
picture. They don't know what they're talking about.
But it doesn't.
About.
It just says Counter-Strike, so it could be Source. Right. It could be 1.6. Yeah. Either or.
I'd say it's a little more sad. I don't know why. It's just a little more sad if it's 1.6.
Yeah. I think if it's 1.6, there's still that, you know, that one dude out there that's just...
When did this happen, does it say?
I didn't know there was still two people playing 1.6.
May 27th. So, yesterday.
Wow.
Anyways, he, this man was so pissed that this guy killed his... first off, it was team killing.
Knife.
Okay, you know, his teammate... He killed his other teammate with the knife... And that guy just that's what set him off.
He snapped.
That was his switch.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, I could see him at his computer just going,
"You knife me in the
son of a bitch."
You just ruined my gamer score.
You just fucked up my KD, bitch. And so he spends the next 6 months trying to find this guy.
Six months
he held this grudge.
That's almost half a year.
Him for managing to do it.
Yeah, he found
that determination.
Some random guy on the internet.
Yeah, and he found out that he only lived a few miles away in Cambrai. It's about 2 hours north of Paris.
Okay.
Cambrai,
yeah,
Cambrai.
This is in, over there.
Yeah, this is, obviously it's way over there. I mean, Americans will just, we just break stuff.
Yeah.
Like, there was a story like this before, kinda.
Some
guy hunted down someone for, not because of the game, but like, some internet thing happened and like
no see our kids
did he steal his cloud song?
Yes.
that is
stole his fucking cloud song.
You stole my cloud song. Anyway.
I'm gonna find you and break your nose.
Okay, we'll get to that some other time. I'll put a link to the video of that on there. It's very, very graphic, so
for you young listeners.
Yeah, put headphones on or keep your volume down.
Or turn the
turn it up and
just let your parents and everybody else know what you're listening to.
Show grandma this one.
Yeah, this is definitely something to show your grandma. Anyways, the guy's only 20 years old and he had a kitchen knife, went to the man's house and brutally stabbed him in the chest. He survived the assault after the blade missed his heart by less than an inch. So, he was arrested within an hour and told us he had wanted to see his rival wiped out for killing off his character. And I don't know if there's a new patch to Counter-Strike right now where
you
get
die,
one character
you
were just fucked, but, That's it.
I think that guy should be like banned from Counter Strike. Yeah.
He's in jail, so I'm
pretty
sure.
Well, when he gets out, he's gonna go back doing another.
Yeah, he's just gonna go kill another person. Well, I don't know how bad the penalty is over there for killing someone.
Well, almost says he spent
almost
2 years.
Attempted.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, he didn't kill him, but
yeah, he didn't kill him. So it's attempted murder. So I don't know. I mean, for here, you get like 30 years to life or something like that, or 60 years to life.
Exactly.
I don't know. But that's pretty intense. I don't understand how someone can take a game that level, you know? Like,
I've
gotten pissed. I mean, we've all played games where, you know, you're fucking grinding your ass off, and then, like, something just goes wrong.
It's like that racing game that you have 100 laps to do, and you're in first place, and then that last corner of your last lap, you spin out and lose.
Yep.
Yeah. That's because I play racing games.
This time.
Yeah.
The game is real.
Yeah. Gotta get Robert to come in to say it.
So that was easy button. Doesn't want to work. It's not wanting to download, but I did find it.
Are you connected to my Wi-Fi?
No, because your Wi-Fi is retarded and doesn't like me.
It doesn't like this room.
Fuck.
Yeah.
It's a pretty bad room. I don't like it either.
Yeah?
I don't like how it's looking at me.
This room has some shifty eyes sometimes. You watching
makes
the
me
time?
Want to stab it.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
It's about that time.
Ooh. Okay. Well, just letting you know.
Oh, I know. Okay. I know. I'm having too much fun though.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of good stuff going on here.
That was easy.
All right. Well, now that you've gotten it.
No.
Oh, yeah.
There.
What is it?
That was easy.
Is it just a soundboard? What, you choose what you want to say and then you press the button?
It says that was easy in different languages.
What?
It tells you how to say it. Japanese, sorwa, kantana, dus, Tuza.
Well, we have to go to Japan.
We
can
say.
You're the man.
That was easy.
It's the button that.
No, I just want to get off doing
every time
just random asks stuff.
Just like, hi, how are you? That was easy.
No, it'd be just funny, like, getting off of, like, a train or something and go, that was easy.
That was easy.
Japan, or Japanese.
Yeah.
Like, come out of the bathroom, that was easy. Like, finish eating something, that was easy.
Or, like, bring back Schmosh. They have a button now that just, shut up!
Yeah, that just
And I really
want up.
To get it, but I don't want to pay a dollar for it.
Yeah. Well.
Plus, I don't have my iTunes hooked up with my bank account anymore because I get a new bank
shut
account.
Up for free.
I know, but when a phone could say it for you, like, it's that much better, dude.
Yeah, so, let's talk a little bit about this.
Potato?
Witness to iPhone theft, shoots at suspect, faces own arrest. So, apparently,
I don't care what you say!
Okay. We're not going to the Ginger Kid right now. Roger Witter had good intentions, landed him in jail late Tuesday.
What about early Tuesday? What happened then? Sorry.
I have no
Continue.
Idea.
Continue.
I mean, no one wrote a story on that one.
Oh, I need to find that story.
Yeah. It sounds like there was two guys in an AT&T store and stole multiple iPhones. And Witter... Well, I'm assuming he's probably a cop if he's carrying around a gun just willy-nilly.
Well, it doesn't look like he has a gun in the picture. It looks like he's pretending to have a gun.
Maybe he was just shooting imaginary bullets.
Maybe he had the iPhone gun.
Pew, pew, pew.
Maybe.
And he was going, bam, 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 bam.
That could be it.
Do I have an iPhone gun? I think I do.
And, apparently, the police, he intended to shoot out the tires, but it's unclear where the rounds ended up. Though the police said he had fired in a direct line with Gresham City Hall Max Station. That's a crazy title for a place. Gresham City Hall Max Station. Which was just adjacent to the park and ride. Probably should have read most of this before I brought it up. Oh.
Sorry.
Thank you, Sam.
No problem. Wait. Sorry. Okay, that guy looks nice. He's somebody I would have watch my kids.
He should be on the jury though for his trial.
Yeah,
he's got an honest face.
I would like to meet the person who looks directly at that dude and says he has an honest face.
He doesn't, by the way.
No. Yeah, I will. I'll make sure to link this.
I would loan him money, expecting it back.
So basically he shoots at the guy that steals the iPhones and trying to shoot up the tires, apparently.
So yeah. It's like, I'm gonna shoot at the tires as he points up.
And now,
or right in the face of someone.
Right in the face.
Of course he's in trouble now for just blindly
for
shooting.
For trying to save the world, but no.
Good intentions, just bad execution.
Really bad idea. I'm gonna shoot his tires out. It's gonna be badass. Watch.
He needs to go in.
Maybe he didn't even know that they were stealing iPhones. Maybe he was just like,
I just
want
to shoot someone's tires.
It was gang violence. And he just had to pull it off, being like, oh, they were stealing stuff. Yeah, that's why I didn't
have the
Oh, man.
On.
I lucked out.
Woo!
This is like the thing that happened with the Sprint employees.
Yeah.
Do you guys read about that?
Mm-hmm.
I think you have, yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
What happened?
Yeah, they brought up on Dig Nation. What happened is that a while back, probably about... Yeah, you are a fiddler.
I'm sorry.
At a mall, there was a Sprint store, you know. I don't know if it was a kiosk or... I think it's an actual store there. But anyways, someone was stealing something, I think from the Apple store, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was from the Apple store. And, the old security guard, you know, he was like a year away from retirement, he's trying to chase this guy down, but he's fucking old.
Yeah.
This is very bad employment, you know. And as he's running, you know, he's screaming, you know, stop that, stop him, you know, and stuff like that. And two guys from the Sprint store ended up hearing him.
Yeah.
And they chase after the guy, too. They're on break, mind you. And they chase after the guy and end up catching him in the parking lot. And they pin him down until the security guard comes up. No, I think actually someone else drives by. I think it was another cop that drives by, and they ended up handcuffing him and, you know, to everybody in the mall, these guys are like, you know, fucking heroes. Yeah. They just stopped this guy from stealing a bunch of stuff, right? They have really good intentions. You know, they were doing, you know, what any good Samaritan would do. And then I think the next day or something like that, within the next 3 days, somewhere around there, their district manager or some shit pulls them in and says, "We have to let you guys go. What you did was in violation of, you know..."
Yeah, some blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because apparently, you know, in their clause it says that if anybody tries to steal anything, just let them take it and not take any action. You know, don't try to resist or anything like that, you know? And these guys have been... They're veteran sprint workers. Yeah. They've worked there for like 6 and 10 years, I think. Mm-hmm. And they've worked there for a long time and... You need to stop fiddling with things.
I like that button.
I know you do. I'm just going to take my keys. And then I'm going to hide everything. The next time you are on the podcast, it's going to be completely bare.
Everything's going to be covered in plastic.
I just rub on the plastic.
Just crumple it up. So, it's... I don't know.
That's ridiculous.
Stupid. You were terrible right now. Stop that. It's right under the mic.
The coffee.
And,
it's not the same as this guy, obviously. Blindly shooting a weapon.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, he wasn't an employee or anything. Yeah, he was just some guy. He was just some dude that happened to have a gun. And
yeah,
he was just
walking
like,
around with a gun.
Wonder if he got fired.
I bet you he was probably just holding it out the whole time, too.
He was just walking around.
He wasn't even trying to hit him. He was just, like, walking around. He goes, "Oh, shit, some dudes."
Where was it?
He just gets this moment of greatness where he's like, "I can feel it. I can feel it. I can bend the bullet, guys.
I can do this." Where was it?
He's been released from jail.
Multnomah County.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Oh, it's right there, right next to Gresham.
Yeah, right next to
Gresham.
I like
how they put a little...
Gresham, Oregon.
Oh, MapQuest thing.
They show you exactly where it is.
This is where it is.
Sorry, podcast,
now.
I gotta go. Bye.
Sam is leaving us because he's going to Sacramento for another birthday party.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nick Tidwell's sister.
Yeah.
Jessica.
Huh.
And okay. I'm gonna go visit Nick right now. Then we're gonna walk to P.F. Chang's, and then... Whatever happens after that happens.
Okay, well, have fun.
I will. I'm waving, pipe guys. Bye.
Okay, well, see you later, Sam.
Have fun, guys.
Yeah, you have fun going to SAC.
I'm going to go as fast as I can.
Yeah, I bet. All right, let's spread this out.
That's not.
No?
I'm a little cozy over there.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, that's a little bit better. So, did you get your last 3% on Red Dead yet?
I have not. I haven't played it since, I guess, 2 nights ago. Because I had to work all day the other day, and then I had a surprise. You have to work today, too. So, I haven't played it. But, pre-owned copy of Alan Wake came in, so I checked that out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? So you're going to be busy with that?
Yes.
I heard it's kind of short. I mean, they deal in, like, chapters or something like that. We touched on it a little bit yesterday about, like, the final boss.
Yeah.
But, that's about it. Apparently, Israel's taking a sweet-ass time because everybody else has already beaten it. And,
Alyssa beat it, like, the next day.
A day, she said, like, a day in, like, 6 hours or something after she had it. She was done with it.
Right.
She talked about it yesterday. But, that's nuts, man. I don't know. The game, I like the concept of the game, but I don't think it's a game that I would like. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I keep hearing back and forth things on it. Like, I guess the story's not very good on it.
Uh-huh.
Like, like you gotta pick up, like, one of the achievements is to collect, like, 100% of, like, thermoses?
Thermoses.
Yeah, you collect
thermoses.
Manuscripts, and, shooting pyramids of cans. Like, just randomly, there's, like, pyramids of cans stand up, and you gotta shoot it. And then there's like six of them or something like that.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, it's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. But
But this guy's... It's hyper-caffeinated, I believe, is the name of the achievement when you get all the thermoses. And there's another one from the manuscripts. And apparently the manuscripts actually have stories written on them. I don't know this for 100%.
Apparently with those...
There's like 100 of them, though.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot.
There is a lot. There's already shit on YouTube about, you know, where to get it. Rooster Teeth is doing their whole achievement hunter thing on it, so that's good.
The thing with those, like, I guess, Because, you know, it's like he wrote a book or something and now it's like happening. So when you find those pages, it kind of hints at what's going to happen next in the actual story.
Hmm.
So that's the deal about those.
Yeah, the guys at Co-op on Revision 3, they apparently were saying that the story is lackluster.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. And so, but I've heard from other people, like the Rooster Teeth guys have went through it, and apparently the first like chapter or something like that, it's just terrible. Like, terrible. Like it's really hard to convince yourself that you want to keep playing type of terrible. So, it might end up being one of those games where you might put it in and you're like, when is this going to get good?
Right.
Is this going to get good? And, but apparently it picks up at good. Some point or another.
I'm good. Kind of
like Final
through.
Fantasy 13.
Yeah. I beat that game, so let it never be said that I cannot power through sucky parts of games.
And if you can power through Final Fantasy, there is no other game in the fucking world that you cannot get through. Because the tutorial alone takes at least 15 hours to 18 hours.
That
kinda. Well, I mean, before... when you, no, I'm talking about tutorial in the sense that you
You're
finally learn
learning,
everything.
Right. By the time you learn all you need to know.
Yeah, about how to play the game.
You're on the third disc.
you're on the third disc by that time. I think Whitey has like 60 hours clocked in that game or something.
Oh, yeah, he's been playing.
He... Wow. That guy. He powered through a lot of it. And he grinded the shit out of it, and so did Devo.
Did he?
Yeah. I think it was Devo. Pretty sure it was.
Sure it wasn't Acid Brew.
That's Adrian, right?
Yeah.
Because
he's been playing too.
Possibly. Yeah. It was when it first came out when we were all playing it, obviously. Right. And now we're off to Skate 3, and now it's Red Dead.
Yeah.
Red Dead and Alan Wake. Somewhat.
He's playing Alan Wake right now.
I think I want to say Whitey got it.
Did he?
I think so. I don't know. I haven't really been on my 360 lately because I pooped my pants a little bit the other
day. The red ring thing.
Yeah.
I meant to ask about that. What happened?
Yeah, you were there for that, weren't you?
Was I?
I think so. Or did you hear about it on the podcast? No.
You told me, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Text.
It was flashing, flashing three red rings flashing.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned it off immediately, and then I tried turning it on yesterday morning before I did the podcast, and one red ring came up, and I'm like, oh, crap, and I turned it back off again, and then I ended up looking it up, and apparently it was a connection issue. Like, apparently, I don't know if it was, like, the power part thing, or maybe if it was video.
I was
going to
say, it's like counting down. You have three rings, then two.
And then one.
And then it just doesn't turn on anymore. Yeah.
Well, that's what happened to my first 360.
It just didn't
turn on anymore. Like, it was just done.
What about the one that you... Was that the one that you toweled?
Yeah. Yeah. I can admit to being one of those people that just... That toweled one of their 360s to get a new one because it was on its way out. And so that's when they had the extended warranty
right. For
anybody who... Even if you didn't have a warranty.
Right.
It was like an extra 3 years. And I ended up just giving up. It's not going to cut that.
Oh, I don't want...
Yeah, well, let's not ruin my good pair of dykes. Yep. That's just a fun word to say, isn't it? Ryan wouldn't let it go either.
I've never heard it called that before.
It is that is exactly what those things are called. They are called dykes.
Wow.
Yep.
The more you know.
Yep. That's what we need, the more you know sound going. But no, I was kind of hoping that you were going to bring... Red Dead by because...
Oh, I'll go get it later.
Yeah.
Back to your gas anyway.
Yeah, I didn't know you were on to Alan Wake now, but I didn't know if you were done with it or not yet either.
I don't think I'll play Alan Wake yet.
No?
No.
No.
I mean, I only have 4 days and all, but... if it's only 6 hours, that's good.
Is it a 6-hour game?
Apparently.
Wow.
I mean, I don't mind that. I could use a short game after Red Dead.
That's true, and Final Fantasy.
Yeah, but especially Final Fantasy.
Yeah, that's all you need. Like,
yeah.
I'm
kind of obsessed with achievements right now, anyway.
Yeah, I think we all are. I think we're all on that little track, you know?
Because once you hit that 10,000, you're like, man, I gotta keep going.
Yep. Like, Skate 3, I have about 7 more achievements to get before I can 100% it.
Right.
But all of the ones that are, like, most of them are kind of, I don't know, generalized terms, mm-hmm. you know? So I think I just got to play online for a while, do some ranked matches and stuff, because there's achievements for ranked matches.
Right.
And,
You got the Mongoose Skate Team to play with.
Yeah, but, I don't know if you can do online team ranked matches. Maybe you can. I think we were trying to do it one night, and it didn't work out too well. Mm-hmm. And so, maybe they figured it out by now, because they play all the time, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, whenever you can let me borrow Red Dead, I want to see if I can't get some time clocked in on that.
Yeah, you can borrow tonight.
Yeah, I want to see if it'll be worth buying or not yet. Because, I mean, it's a fun... I understand it's a fun game and everything, right? But I don't know if it's $60 fun right now for me.
Right.
Because I still got a few other games that I want to play. Like, I need to go back through Mass Effect 2 and do my Renegade stuff, and I got to get the Suicide Mission stuff.
Renegade.
Renegade, sorry. And I also have Tales of Vesperia that I need to go finish up. I have to start all over again because I lost my save.
Right.
Depressing day. But those are the only two games really that I haven't really beaten over here. I finished Skate 3. I'm trying to get the 80 challenges killed, but it's so hard.
Yep.
Like, some of them are just like insanely hard. Like, there's 82 challenges and you gotta kill 80 of them. Yeah, there's two that I can pass up, and it sucks because there's about four that I can't do. So, that's where I'm stuck with right now.
Skate 3 is just hard in general. Like, I suck at Skate 3. Skate in general.
Yeah. Well, it's just, I don't know. For us, that, you know, people that came from each skate genre, or I should say series, like, I've played Skate 1. Uh-huh. I own Skate 2 and Skate 3 now. It was just a natural transition for me. I knew what I was doing. The only thing different was bailing, and I'm a fucking expert at that now. You can ask anybody online that I play with. I kick their ass multiple times.
Go into the danger zone.
Yep. I gotta get around to filming the rest of that. I took a break from filming.
Did you?
Yeah, well, you know, I started doing the podcast.
This, yeah.
You know, and I'm having a lot of fun with this, and just like all of the ideas that are coming to mind,
right.
You know, with future projects and stuff like that, it's going to be fun. Now that we're actually paid, I don't get paid for it. I'm saying, like, we have a paid subscription now to do these.
Oh.
You know, right. So we have unlimited bandwidth, which means people, you know, people can download as much as they want.
Right.
As much as they want. And we have, I think we start off with 300 megabytes of space, and every month it accumulates 150.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a certain time, it'll archive our thing, so we get that space back.
Good.
Yeah, so this will be a regular thing, you know.
Okay.
I mean, we're already on episode 6. It's not even a...
just about a week.
Well, no, I was thinking, I was like, we're on episode 6, but we started Sunday.
Right.
So, wouldn't Sunday be episode 7?
Did you start on Sunday?
Did I start on Sunday?
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. You can't have started on Sunday.
And then have 8
episode
days.
Episode 7 is going to be on... Are you going to do one tomorrow?
I started on the 24th.
Which was Monday. So what are you going to do tomorrow?
I have no idea. Tomorrow is Vanessa's birthday party.
Oh, yeah.
Right, you know, but I don't think that starts until later, right?
Right.
And I think I'm actually in charge of giving you a ride down there.
Are you?
I think so. Israel called me and asked if I can take someone down. And he goes, well, just, like, bring Terry or something. I'm like, okay. Well, because I don't... Just a heads up, I don't plan on drinking a whole lot tomorrow. Just because...
That's a damn shame.
It's a damn shame. I understand that. I think we have some absinthe lined up. So, it's going to suck, but I want to be able to drive home.
Right.
And it's a long distance, so I'm gonna pace myself. He lives out in the boonies, all the way down Louise.
Oh.
Way out there. So, I mean, it's a straight line, pretty much, but Whatever.
Hey, you can't lose on a straight line.
Yeah, that's true. Just drive hella fast.
All this road, why did this, how this road get so curved?
Yeah, wow, there's a lot of turns in Louise now.
Oh, drunk people.
Yep. So, is there anything else that you're excited about coming out? Like, what's like the next big title coming out?
Well, that's the thing. Like, for me, it's not going to be for a lot, not till like fall. It's going to be a dry spell till fall,
which sucks because there's a lot of like A title games coming out. You know,
right? I'm looking forward to Fallout 3, Portal 2.
Yeah, we talked about Fallout in the last episode, and
that's where I was before I came here. I was listening to the Fallout stuff.
Yeah, and Robert is not excited in the slightest. He did not budge. And I tried to explain to him about it, but he doesn't like it.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Like, what does it matter if it's an expansion or not?
It's not really an expansion, though. Right, like, that's so, what he so, said.
Like,
he goes,
I mean, like, well, yeah, it's an expansion.
It's
like,
not even a continue of the last story.
Like, what does it matter?
Yeah, it's just another. It's another good game.
Apparently, these new people have mastered the Bethesda's build or their engine. The engine. And yeah, I'm excited. I like the first one. I'm ready for more.
Love the third. One. Yeah, well, the third, right? Yeah, we loved like Fallout 3. Ones. That we played the shit out of that game.
Yes,
we It's the same thing we did with Oblivion.
Yep.
When that was out, and even still now, I still play it every now and then. It's, I can see the icon on my desktop. Still a massively, massively good game. When they start adding like the multiplayer stuff, like they do it in Red Dead, love that fact. Yeah. Oh man, an MMO-ish.
Yeah. What happened with the MMO?
I don't know.
Like they had the little argument. Interplay and Bethesda had their little court thingy.
Yeah.
And I guess that ended, and I think Interplay came on top. And that's the last I heard of it.
Maybe I'm thinking of something else. Maybe it's Uplay or something, but isn't that the one where you have to, like, log in or something like that in order to play online? Like, in-game? Like, the company? I think it's something
like
else.
It was
about
the original Fallout creators versus Bethesda.
I think Israel was telling me that Obsidian did the first few Fallouts. The people at Obsidian, which are the guys that are doing New Vegas right now.
I do not know.
Okay. Well, that's let's not talk about it. It's a subject that we don't know much about, right? Fallout 3, New Vegas, top of my charts right now.
Right.
Love it.
Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Yeah, I'm not a big fighter game, but they're fun to play now.
I'm terrible at fighter games, but I love Marvel vs. Capcom.
Do you?
Yes. Fun game.
Okay. Portal 2 is obviously up there, too. Right. The first one is still awesome. Like, I mean, after you kind of understand, like, how to get through the levels, it's tough going back, but going and doing those advanced ones, that'll give you a fucking run for your money.
Hilarious game, too.
Oh yeah, all of the little hints and like the Easter eggs that you find in like just like on off path areas, right. Like you know in the back area of that storage place, you know, and like all the cake is a lie shit, like that didn't make sense to anybody who's never played it yet. Yeah, the companion cubes, the little turrets, those guys,
and the ending credits song.
No. I wish that the internet didn't like it as much.
Yeah.
Because they destroyed that thing. But it's still a good game. Still a good game.
Halo Reach?
Yeah, Reach. I mean,
you didn't like...
I haven't played the demo or the beta.
Once you go from, like, Halo to Call of Duty and Battlefield, it's like, Halo's not that fun anymore, but Reach was... I mean, like, Reach took me back.
I think where Reach is going to get most of its popularity from is obviously the multiplayer. Right. I mean, that's the thing that made Halo 2 just fucking blow up.
Right.
The fact it was online as well and all that stuff. But the theater mode is still just one of my absolute favorite things.
Definitely
that they have ever added ever.
Yeah.
And it's been said on a multiple, you know, podcasts and shit like that and videos that Why isn't every company doing this? Right, you know, and I think there's someone somewhere that brought up the fact that they don't do it because they don't want players to see their flaws in their game or where people go to hide and stuff like that, and that's why there's not a theater mode in every fucking first-person shooter.
It's gonna happen anyway.
Right, but it makes filming and machinima and stuff so much better. Like,
right.
Uncharted 2 has an entire section of the game dedicated to make machinima videos.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people didn't know about it, and apparently, like, Rooster Teeth guys are talking about it, how why the fuck hasn't anybody made a machinima about Uncharted 2? Like, you have all this stuff, like green screens and stuff like that, and characters and stuff. Well, because, I don't know, they don't really delve into other machinima-type things. They do, they have Achievement Hunter, they have the Red vs. Blue stuff, they have a few other things, but they're mainly, like, a Halo thing, you know?
They do a Shadowrun thing for a little bit?
I think so,
for, like,
yeah.
5 episodes.
Yeah, and, they do stuff like that, and, which is good, because I think everybody should concentrate on one type of deal, you know, be good at it, right. You know, not expand on everything.
Right.
But yeah, no, there's only been one video that I've seen that someone came out, and it was basically just, it wasn't even a trailer, it was just like some quote-unquote epic, like, scene type deal, and apparently at the end, it was just basically talking about how, like, these guys were fighting aliens, and it was really tough for them, and ammo becomes a lifeline, because the more you have, the longer you live, and all this other shit, and I'm watching it, and I'm like, I don't understand what's going on, the lighting is really bad, the camera angles suck, the editing's okay, and then at the end, it's, like, dedicated to my brother who we almost lost in the Iraq War. I'm like, okay, you know, I'll give you that, you know, like, you know, it's kind of a dedication.
Melted your cold, dead heart.
Yeah, and so, well, you know, it's hard not to respect the people that go over there, so, it was okay.
Knuckles!
Yeah.
Bam!
Respect Knuckles. Or respect Nicks. Which sounds like some nunchucks.
Someone just respect nunchucks.
Just call, make some nunchucks that have fists at the end, and they just swing around and just flailing fists around, or a morning star with a fist at the end
instead of the bomb spikes.
Yeah, that'd be a good addition.
I'd want that.
Yep. So apparently, I was reading in my CPU magazine earlier today that the new Fermi architecture for NVIDIA, or 480s, or 460s or something, are not performing as well as people assumed they would be. Because you think, you know, brand new video card that's going to cost you, you know, $500.
Right.
It would do some crazy shit, and it would be a lot better than stuff that just came out. It should make you dinner and then breakfast.
And then not call you.
Never call you again. But no, they were comparing it to the, I want to say the 5780 and the 5890, or 5890. 5890. 5890. The ATI cards that were out before, that have been out for a while now. And having trouble finding it here. Here it is, the 480, the GTX 480, which is gonna, you know, cost you $500. And the HD 5870 only costs $380, and it pretty much outperforms it in a lot of areas, or is like damn near like close to it all the way down the chart, like fucking frame rate wise. GPU scores and stuff like that they're running like 3D Mark Vantage and stuff, and they're and the HD 5970, which costs $600, but the thing is a beast of a card.
I would think it
is insane. Yeah, fucking if it costs you, you know, over half a grand, you know, that thing better do some damage, and it does. I mean, the numbers definitely show, but you would think that, you know, with all the boasting that NVIDIA's been doing about their new architecture, that it would perform.
Step it up.
Yeah, you know, if not be on the top level as Radiant's top cards.
Right.
So, I don't know. A little irked about that.
A little nerd chat.
A little nerd chat.
Probably lost everybody and all that, but.
Probably lost 50 subscribers there.
Wait, unsubscribed.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear anymore.
Yeah, so we'll get off of that. We'll, that's a little, I'm probably going to piss Israel off on this because we didn't want to talk about it with him here because he just goes off for years. Prince of Persia. What do you think about that? What do you think it's going to be like? Came out today, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we're going to go see it later.
Oh, son of a bitch.
You want to go?
Maybe. I'll see.
Anyway.
Yeah. I don't hate Jerry
Bruckheimer.
Chinchilla. Jake Gyllenhaal. I'm going to call him Chinchilla now.
The Jill.
The Jill.
The Chinchilla.
The Chinchilla.
The Chinchilla.
Jake Chinchilla. I don't mind him as an actor.
No, he's good.
But I don't understand why they casted a white guy to play a Prince of Persia.
I saw an article about that. Something about how, like, the whole cast of it is a whitewash. Air quotes.
Air quotes, by the way.
Yeah. It's a whitewash, they say. I kind of feel that way about Avatar.
Yeah.
Their last Airbender. But
that is very true.
Yeah. But
they had a Mexican scientist in there.
A Mexican scientist?
Yeah.
No, Airbender.
Oh, Airbender.
Yeah.
Okay, you really need to differentiate between.
I did.
The,
I said,
did you?
Yeah.
I was just not listening, I guess.
Airbender.
Okay, Airbender.
But, yeah. I felt that way about it, but in the end, I don't care, as long as the movie's good.
That's true.
It does kind of take away from, you know.
If you really delve into the actual details about it, you know.
Yeah, it kind of takes you out of it sometimes.
It's right. Like, but see,
you don't belong here.
Yeah, that's the thing that people need to really separate themselves from, because there's people that go to see movies pretty much just to complain about it.
Right.
And then there's people that the way you should go see movies is to just
enjoy.
And just enjoy the time that you're there and just don't think about it. Just go see it.
You pay $10 to not think.
Right.
Just
so,
have fun.
I don't know. Like, but there is movies out there that are just terrible. Legion.
Legion.
Daybreakers
was
had
terrible.
Time.
Legions was terrible in the most hilarious way possible. It's one of those movies you watch because you know it's that bad and you just want to laugh at it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not what they were going for, I'm sure, but
no.
That's the movie we got.
Yeah.
As far as Prince of Persia goes and my excitement for it, I think it'll be a fun Pirates of the Caribbean kind of thing because it's the same director and all that.
Yeah, you can definitely tell from the way that they do.
Yeah, just the way it looks. It's like, yeah, I'm down for that.
It's the same thing with Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief.
Yeah.
The director of Harry Potter. You could fucking
right.
You can
like
watch both
just
trailers and you can tell that it is the same dude. You know? So
yeah, I think it'll be good.
I think it'll be okay. I'm gonna go in with zero expectations.
That's
I think the effects are gonna look pretty cool.
Yeah.
I saw the little knife dagger thing and like the little swirly shit inside. I'm like, that looks kinda cool. You know?
That's pretty.
Yeah, you gotta go into every movie. It will dumb down. Like, just leave a bunch of your intelligence at home and then just bring enough intelligence with you to drive and buy your ticket.
And to understand what's going on.
And understand words. And you will have a great time.
And that, my friends, is how you watch movies.
Yep.
Next caller.
Yeah. I was hoping Dan was going to be here because he said that he was going to bring his guitar, and he's like, I can play really lightly just behind you guys when you're like, when you're telling stories and stuff like that. I'm like, that would be a great idea.
Just
do
start
it.
Start telling life lessons with this music going on.
Yeah. But he didn't show up, so perhaps another time. Whenever. Maybe I'll just let him get a hold of me.
Yes.
You know.
You gotta bait him.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll get a big banner made outside of my house that says, like, presents for Dan Feeney inside.
He'll just be so curious that he'll come over and
like,
see.
What? What? For me? Presents? It's not even my birthday.
And that's when you trap him under a box.
Yep.
Just put a little Snickers bar on the ground, a little bite-sized one. And put a little, set it up so the box and the stick holding up the box.
Little Acme for you.
Yeah. And just watch it all unfold.
Just watch it happen.
And just let it happen.
Yep. Ah, oh, man. I'm still feeling the effects of yesterday.
I feel nothing from yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm very happy to say.
That's good. That's good news.
Did you drink water?
I did. Yeah.
A lot of water.
Not a lot, but I did. I can only drink so much to where I'm like, okay, I'm just getting really tired right now, and I don't want to stay up just to drink more water. So I just keep water next to me for when I wake up. Yeah. I'm like, holy shit, my mouth is dry.
Yeah.
Yeah, for all of you beginner drinkers out there, you know, obviously, because you're 21, you know.
Someone out there about to be 21 should probably listen up.
Yeah, Vanessa.
We know, you don't have to say it. I think we know who we're talking about.
Nope, I'm a bleep it out. You know? I'm going to let it...
Spoiler alert.
I'm going to let it be a mystery to everybody.
Yeah, water.
Water, yeah. Sorry, train of thought went away.
My rule of thumb there, however amount of liquid you drink...
We should point out that Terry has this tattooed on his thumb, and that's why it's called his rule of thumb.
It's my rule of thumb, because I tattooed this whole thing on it.
Yep, he's very talented.
I didn't do it. No, I'm not the talented one.
Oh, okay. Well,
I got another guy to do it. He's very talented.
He's very talented.
And he has very tiny hands.
He's extremely tiny.
Which is
tiny
why
hands.
He was able to write it.
Yeah, anyways, go ahead.
But however much you drink in alcohol, drink that amount in water and more.
Mm-hmm. That's
more.
Yeah, it's actually a very, very useful tool.
You will feel amazing in the morning.
Yeah, also, bread helps a lot. Anything bread that can soak up alcohol, bread, crackers, something banana like that.
Banana in the morning, because bananas supposedly settle your stomach.
It's very, no, it's yeah, it's good to counteract the alcohol nausea feeling. So potassium.
Fruit, yeah. Have fruit. I just bought 2 gallons of orange juice today.
Just and drank them all. Juice. Oh yeah, orange juice.
I drank half of them. Half a gallon already.
Dude, being apple juice, fucking that's it. Done. But no, the EMTs, when they deal with people who are excessively drunk, mm-hmm. they give them it's a bag of potassium, but they call them banana bags. They call them banana bags, and it's just it'll take you from like fucking 100 to zero again. You'll sober right up. A buddy 100%
of mine. Alcohol. Yeah. 0%.
Yeah, no, my buddy his brother is an EMT, and every now and then, if his you know he's out drinking all night or whatever, he'll be like, "Dude, do you have a banana bag,
bro?"
And fucking clears you right up. So yeah, remember that potassium is good for you.
Speaking of bananas,
yeah,
you know those dried banana slices?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying, like, are you talking about the chips or
the
like
chips,
the one
okay. banana chips?
Okay.
I had some of those the other day. Amazing.
Yeah, I think it really depends on where you get them from, though.
These were.
Because I've had some bad ones.
I'm sure there's bad ones.
Were they very sugary?
No.
Okay. All right. Those are probably the good ones. Then.
Unfortunately, yeah, I looked them up because I thought, man, if I could eat these instead of just regular chips, I'll be healthy as hell.
I will be the healthiest man in life.
Ever.
And they're not very healthy.
They're not that healthy. They're better than potato chips. But they are still, generally, they're still fried and put, like, something to sweeten it, like honey or something.
Yeah.
So.
See, that's the thing, like, because, like, I love Arizona's green tea, but it comes with honey.
Right.
You know, and I love green tea alone. But, you know, theirs is just simple to get. It's a dollar.
Right.
You know, you get a lot. And just one time when I was in, you know, a whole month of just, like, curiosity about how much shit is in this shit.
Right.
You know, I was like...
Because I ruined it for myself. I watched Food, Inc.
Oh, God, yeah. Food, Inc. will kill you. Is it because you took Kevin Rose's advice and said, hey, everybody should watch Food, Inc.?
No, it just kept coming up on my thing because I've been watching a bunch of documentaries. Oh. It came up on my Netflix. I was like, well, what is this?
Yeah, I watched it a long time ago on demand with my dad. Uh-huh. We watched Super Size Me and then Food Inc. And it it
changed your life.
No.
And then your life went back to normal because what are you going to do?
During that moment in time, I'm like, wow, I'm eating that stuff. And then, like, later that day, I was like, what?
Right. It's like, you're not going to eat it.
Right.
You're not going to stop eating.
Well, no, I've pretty much cut myself off. I want to say 95% because every now and then, it's never my own accord, mm-hmm. but if I'm with friends, like, McDonald's, I'm done with them.
Oh, I've been done with McDonald's. Yeah,
it's just so everything that they have is gross.
It's covered in grease.
Yeah, and like their patties are like fucking a half a quarter of an inch.
You're not even getting
inch.
That much. It's filled with grease. Right. That's why everything's fluffy.
Right, and even when I go to like Subway and stuff like that, I still watch what I put on it. Even though it is a sandwich, you guys really got to watch what you get because. It's like, I wanted to bring this up last night because we were having a drunken talk about how many calories are in the peanut butter mood at Jamba Juice. And for those, we all worked Jamba Juice there. Mm-hmm. Me, right. Dan, Sam, Nick, fucking it, almost everybody.
Yeah. Everybody anyway, at the party.
Pretty much worked. Allie did too for a while. But the peanut butter mood and the chocolate something, mm-hmm. there's those two smoothies are terrible for you. And there's, you think you go to a smoothie place and you're like, okay, obviously it's made with fruits and shit like right. that, it'll be good for you. But those two are not. In fact, they
peanut
were...
Peanut butter mood. Nah, it's got fruit in it.
Yeah, no.
Where do you think peanut butter comes from?
Yeah, peanuts are fruits, dumbass. but no, those treats were actually taken off of the menu because they were so bad for you. And, The Jamba Juice didn't want to associate themselves with something that was bad, right?
That was bad.
Or it's just terrible for you. And people, and I say people as a very loose term because the fat people were very, very angry about this. And they complained and complained, and then they had to bring it back. That's so they brought it back, and Sam was telling me stories about how, like, a really big lady would come in and get a power size peanut butter mood and then get two burner boosts on it. And like, Sam would just look at her and be like, you sure you don't want like 17 of those burner boosts
not,
in there?
Or just
or
not.
Possibly get an all fruit smoothie?
No.
Maybe offending people with that, but come on, seriously? If you're going to a smoothie
help
place.
Yourself
yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah. Like,
and some people just can't help themselves.
Right. I don't ever think. Oh, I want a smoothie, but I want that smoothie to have half whipped cream, shitloads of chocolate, and put peanut butter under it, and then
so
fucking mix it up with a shitload of
sugar.
Sugar. Just sugar.
Don't put water or anything in it, or yeah. milk, just sugar.
And that's it. Like, I every time I ever go to Jamba Juice, even when I work there, I look at the low-fat menu first. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I look through those things because it's all natural fruit. And
right.
It's, like, non-fat sherbet and stuff like that. And it's still delicious.
Yeah.
They're still so fucking good for you, you know? And it's only, like, 100 or 200 calories versus, like, the 800 or 900 that the peanut butter mood is. And, but when we were talking about that, I wanted to bring up an article that I read a while ago. And I say a while ago, like a few years back maybe, about the worst thing that you could ever get yourself at any of the fast food places or just, you know, places in general.
Right.
And it was at Baskin-Robbins.
Baskin-Robbins.
Have I told you about this?
No, what is
it? I don't remember the name of it, but I'll try to describe it as best as possible. It was a large chocolate shake, you know, it was about this big. And it had chocolate chips in it, like fucking fudge and just shitloads of chocolate type junk in it, right?
Right.
And like whipped cream on top as well. And it was something no bigger than, you know, a venti size Starbucks cup. And I say that specifically because there's two cups of those in front of me. Not both mine, by the way, just one. and it was like 6,800 calories.
6,800.
That is nearly 3 to 4 days worth of your daily calorie intake in one drink. And I say 68. It could be 28. I mean, I know there were 8 was in there, and it was in the thousands.
I know there was an 8 in there.
No, it was in the thousands, and it was in a ridiculous number. And if I can think of it, what it is, or if I find the link for it, I'll throw it in the link bucket on the site. But it was incredibly bad for you.
And oh, I would recommend getting
worse than eating an entire pizza to yourself type of bad.
I would recommend it, because then that's your food for like a week. Just take sips every now and then.
Yeah, if you're on a strict calorie intake, you could break it down to sections and keep it in your fridge and just sip on it real quick.
And that's your meal.
No, I think Michael Phelps could drink 2 of those a day and be fucking still lean as shit. Because he's on like a 12,000 calorie diet or something, or 6,000, I don't know, some crazy, but he's an Olympic athlete.
Yeah, but I'm sure he eats healthy.
He eats healthy, but he eats a lot of heavily calories, stuff. I think we could go on for a long time just talking about random shit.
For days.
Right, but it's
let's do it.
Let's do it. We're going to make this a 7-part podcast one day.
Here we go.
Yeah. No,
I
think
for the next 24 hours. For the next 20, have your mind blown.
If you have 24 hours to spare, listen to us. We should probably cut it.
Cut it.
That's a good. No, not with the dykes.
I'll cut it with the dykes.
Don't cut it. No.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to be a buzzkill.
Yep. Yep, I'm going to be buzzkill. Tomorrow is Vanessa's birthday party, not her birthday.
So birthday's don't tell her happy birthday, and don't let her drink, because she's not allowed yet.
It is illegal for her to consume any portion of alcohol. Anything. She is not allowed to drink anything until she's 21. So we're going to go play some Red Dead.
We are.
Or Terry's going to let me play some Red Dead, maybe.
Yay! One way or another, Red Dead will be played.
Red Dead will be played today. Maybe we'll just pick up your stuff.
My stuff?
Yeah. If you want to bring your 360 monitor over and you can play some Alan Wake while I do some Red Dead. Fucking do a little dual wielding 360s.
Dual.
Yeah. We'll put some chains on them for our fist cut. What are they? The nunchucks of fists?
Nunchucks, yeah. Respect chucks.
Or nut chucks. That's what they were called. Okay, we're going off on a tangent. We're gonna go do all that stuff.
And you're not invited.
Yeah, you. None of you are invited. Well, you maybe.
Yeah, you gotta bring something to the party. You gotta bring something to the table here.
Yeah. What are you gonna bring?
If by the time you hear this, you're not here.
Then, fuck you.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna end it there.
Okay, bye.
See you, everybody.